Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And in the vein of Passover, we're going to give you the great recipe, the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for charoset.
Oh, very
good.
That
is what is known on the Passover we have on the Seder plate. This is a wonderful representation of what the Israelites used. It's symbolic of brick and mortar, what they used to, when they were enslaved in Egypt, and they used to have to build stuff with. So to represent that, we created this thing called charoset, and it's really, really, really good. I don't know why they want to represent it because it tastes so good.
Maybe the slave days weren't so bad.
Right. Exactly. So what you're going to need is you're going to need a cup of walnuts. You're going to need a cup of raisins. You're going to need about a half a cup of orange juice. Get the fresh stuff. Even fresh squeeze is even better. Quarter cup of some of the red wine, the Manischewitz red wine. That stuff is fantastic. I don't know why that's not in the Napa Valley, but that stuff is wonderful. About a quarter cup of honey. You're going to use about a teaspoon of some lemon if you want. Also about a half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, a little bit of salt, and you're going to use two apples. Either the Gala or the Macintosh are the best. And peel them and chop them up. Okay, now what you're going to do is, in the oven, what you're going to do is you're going to take the walnuts and you're going to heat them up to about 350 degrees. You're going to put them on a baking sheet, let them toast a little bit for about 8 to 10 minutes. Then you're going to let them cool. Then you're going to chop them up. Then what you're going to do is you're going to combine the raisins, the orange juice, in a saucepan and let that simmer in low heat until most of the liquid is absorbed, 5 to 7 minutes of it. Let it cool. Then you're going to add in the wine, the honey, the little bit of lemon, the cinnamon, and the salt. Then in a large bowl, you're going to combine the apples and the walnuts, and you're going to mix in the raisin mixture as well, and toss it around and let that sit for about 4 hours. Put that in the refrigerator, and let me tell you something. That stuff is wonderful. It can make about that. What I just gave you can make, it serves eight, can make about 4 cups. And the thing that we do on the Seder for Passover, you actually take matzah and put it and make kind of like a sandwich with it. But I'll tell you, this stuff you can eat just plain. Get a spoon and just eat it on your own because that's the way it flies.
You should be eating this year round.
Right. This isn't just a Passover thing. It is a weird thing
because
it's really
so good.
It is really good and really healthy.
Right. How come we don't eat this more often?
I say the same thing about horseradish too. Horseradish, the only time you break it out is with some matzah, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.